Chapter 7. The Slug Club. Harry spent a lot of the last week of the holidays pondering the meaning of Malfoy's behaviour in Nocturne Alley. What disturbed him most was the satisfied look on Malfoy's face as he'd left the shop. Nothing that made Malfoy look that happy could be good news. To his slight annoyance, however, neither Ron nor Hermione seemed quite as curious about Malfoy's activities as he was. Or, at least, they seemed to get bored of discussing it after a few days. "Yes, I've already agreed it was fishy, Harry," said Hermione, a little impatiently. She was sitting on the window-sill in Fred and George's room, with her feet up on one of the cardboard boxes, and had only grudgingly looked up from her new copy of Advanced Rune Translation. "But haven't we agreed there could be a lot of explanations?" "Maybe he's broken his hand of glory," said Ron vaguely, as he attempted to straighten his broomstick's bent tail twigs. "Remember that shrivelled-up arm Malfoy had?" "But what about when he said, 'Don't forget to keep that one safe?'" asked Harry for the umpteenth time. "That sounded to me like Borgin's got another one of those broken objects, and Malfoy wants both." "You reckon?" said Ron, now trying to scrape some dirt off his broom handle. "Yeah, I do," said Harry. When neither Ron nor Hermione answered, he said, "Malfoy's father's in Azkaban. Don't you think Malfoy'd like revenge?" Ron looked up, blinking. "Malfoy? Revenge? What can he do about it?" "That's my point. I don't know," said Harry, frustrated. "But he's up to something."